Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here in Audio Boo. I thought I'd tell you a little bit about my new iPad that I got recently via an upgrade on Vodafone. So my old iPad 3, which is not even 2 years. Well, it is now, yes. It was the 15th of April. Just turned its second birthday. And is still a wonderful machine. But now I've upgraded, which I'm allowed to do after a 2 year period, and I still have my iPad 3 sitting in front of me. In fact, it's the one that I'm using every day at the moment till I get some bits and pieces for my new iPad Air, including a decent cover. Yes, guys, I know you warned me when I didn't drop my iPad 3 a year ago when some foolish lady knocked it out of my hands, but this time I'm going to go for a proper cover. So I'm biding my time playing with my new iPad Air until outdoors it is, until I get a decent cover and some bits and pieces. Anyway, let me tell you about the iPad 3 while turning down that bit of music. It's just escalated. It is beautiful, I have to say that. I thought the iPad itself was lovely. I opted this time for the grey. It's like a kind of a graphite, light graphite grey back to it. And that, if you opt for the grey, it comes with the black bezel surround, as opposed to my silver iPad 3, which has a broad white surround bezel. Well, not only is the iPad Air slimmer in virtually every way, it's marginally shorter if you have it, if you want to call it, or taller if you have it in portrait mode, or longer in landscape mode, whatever. But it's certainly quite a bit narrower across, if you like. So it's about a centimetre and a half, I reckon. And that means that you still have the same size of screen, but that means the bezel is about the same thickness top and bottom, but much, much slimmer down the sides. We're in portrait mode here, by the way. And that, to me, makes one incredible difference, apart from the fact that the black bezel seems to help the visuals. I opted for the white in the iPad 3, just because I wanted to be different. Everyone was buying black and my iPhone was black. But now that I've got the iPad Air in the black bezel, I wished I'd done that at the start, because it's incredibly improves your visuals when you're looking at it. There's no distracting white surround. The black bezel seems to blend in with whatever you're doing on your iPad. So that's a big pro for me. Weight wise, well, my God, I'll tell you, there's almost half a pound difference, and you might think that's not a lot, but when you're talking about a device as an iPad 3, which was already quite light, you feel the iPad Air in one hand and your old iPad in the other. You can feel the difference, and it certainly is. I think it's about 490 grams or something like that, but it's almost half a pound difference in light. It weighs just over a pound, I think. And that's amazing, you know, how they did that, I don't know. The grey finish on the back with the Apple logo, etc., is, to me, is really more professional looking, if you like, than the silver. The other difference is that the buttons, your various buttons for various things, are no longer plastic, but they are metal. All the buttons are metal. And the audio now is stereo speakers, or are stereo speakers at the base instead of the mono version before. And these sit either side of the lightning connector at the bottom of the device, which leads me to having to buy, as people have documented in the iPhone 5, etc., to buy adapters and connectors. So I'm now sourcing those. I'm not going to be throwing big money away at Apple prices. I'm going to source some reliable alternative suppliers, because I just think that £25 for a little piece of plastic is damn ridiculous. But anyway, So I opted for the 64 GB version, which cost me a bit more money, but I'm still happy with that because I've got loads of plans of downloading stuff, and especially my photograph album from SpunMug. I think I mentioned this previously, but this is more a review about the iPad Air as against the original one, just mentioning the fact that I did actually now own an iPad Air. Okay, so I also opted for the cellular one, cellular version. And the because I have the cellular version, instead of you having the metal case surrounding the whole of the screen, the whole of the device, if you like, there's a long plastic, black plastic strip. Well, a strip is much nicer than a strip at the top of the device. And apparently, this is where the antennas sit for the 3G, 4G. This is a 4G, obviously, a 4G enabled device. But I ain't worried about that. I didn't buy it for 4G, to be honest with you, because getting 3G here is hard enough in certain areas. So I wasn't too worried about 4G. I think it's just another sales gimmick, to be honest with you. Unless you have 4G and you have constant 4G wherever you go, it's 3G is good enough for me. But anyway, if I get 4G, if someone tosses me 4G, I'll be happy to accept it. In use, it's certainly comparably faster at startup, and I'd say marginally faster at opening certain applications. The Retina display, I think, has been improved, and the I think the processor is a similar processor to what was or what is in the iPhone 5, I should say, but it's been boosted for the iPad. As far as I know, it's Apple's 64-bit. It's an A7 processor, yeah, that's on the iPhone 5, 5S, 5C or something. But certainly, so that's a big boost compared to even the iPad 4. I believe, I'm not an expert in this, and if you really want to have any professional or semi-professional reviews or itemizations on the iPad, just go onto YouTube. I am not in any way professional at doing reviews on things unless it's a cardboard box. I'm excellent at cardboard boxes. But it's just my own personal review on how I find the iPad Air compared to my old iPad 3, which I'm now going to flog. Yes, it's going to have to go get some money back in the purse. But anyway, so that's my basic, very basic, and very personal take on the new iPad Air. Totally in love with it, as I still am with my iPad. It's a bit like Adrian Mix with his two cars, making a decision which one to go. But in my case, obviously, the new one's going to have to stay. But I did love my iPad 3. I do love my iPad 3. It's still a brilliant machine, but I really want to get down to play with this and then start really bugging a lot of stuff in there with 64 gigabytes of space. Well, not quite 64 once you take away the operating system and your essential apps. I think it goes down to about 52 gigabytes. That's quite a lot to lose right away, isn't it? 12 gigabytes of space just for your essentials and the operating system. Quite a bit, you think about that. Still, it leaves me 52 gigabytes to play around with, a bit like knocking a squash ball about in a giant warehouse. But I'm not, no doubt I'll fill it up with all kinds of things. And all those apps that I have paid for are not sitting on my iPad 3. All those apps, free or paid for, will be able to be downloaded if I've got use for them. If not, they can stay in the ether, ready to be called down at any time. So that's my take. As I said, not professional, just a wee bit of audio for audio boo. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.